This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. U.S.-Russian crew aboard a Soyuz spacecraft safely made an emergency return to Earth on Thursday, shortly after launching on what was supposed to be a mission to the International Space Station. The U.S. National Aeronautics and Space Administration said there was an issue with the spacecraft's booster after it took off from the Soviet-era Cosmodrome in Kazakhstan. The Soyuz separated from the booster before returning at what NASA called a ballistic descent, which means it came in at a higher, sharper angle than normal. NASA said rescuers reached the crew of U.S. astronaut Nick Hague and Russian astronaut Alexei Ovchinin after they landed in Kazakhstan and that both were in good condition. President Donald Trump has expressed his concern over the fate of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi, who disappeared October 2nd after entering the Saudi consulate in Istanbul.
It's a very sad situation. It's a very bad situation, and we want to get to the bottom of it.
Mr. Trump told reporters Wednesday he has spoken with Saudi authorities at the highest level.
This is a bad situation. We cannot let this happen. To reporters, to anybody, we can't let this happen. And we're going to get to the bottom of it.
The Trump administration said it has asked for more information from Riyadh and a transparent investigation. Mr. Trump also revealed that he and First Lady Melania Trump would like to invite Khashoggi's fiance to the White House. Hati Senyiz waited for him to leave the consulate, but he never did. There are growing concerns. Khashoggi, a highly placed and frequent critic of Saudi policy, was either abducted or murdered. Senator Lindsey Graham said if Khashoggi was murdered, that would cross every line of normality in the international community.
If it did happen, there would be hell to pay. This hangs over the relationship like a very heavy cloud.
This is VOA News.
I lost my cabana. I lost my back porch. I lost part of my roof. I lost the front porch.
An unidentified Hurricane Michael storm victim as a woman takes into account her losses of what many are calling an unprecedented climatological onslaught. Hurricane Michael is now a tropical storm after crashing ashore along the Gulf Coast of Florida Wednesday as an intense Category 4 with winds as high as 250 kilometers per hour. One man was killed after a tree fell on his home. Governor Rick Scott said Michael was the worst storm the Florida Panhandle has ever seen.
We heard of significant impacts at Tyndall Air Force Base and many communities along the coast. We're turning 100% of our focus on search and rescue and recovery.
Michael caused severe flooding, structural damage, and power outages to hundreds of thousands of homes. The center of the storm has moved northeast to Georgia. Cameroon continues to wait for the results of Sunday's presidential election that incumbent Paul Biya, the oldest African leader, is widely expected to win. Isombe Emile is president of the Constitutional Council.
This is the first presidential election that the Constitutional Council is managing, and things are going well. And we want to expect that at the end of the day, all the Cameroonians will be happy with the way things went.
Opposition leader Maurice Kamto has already proclaimed victory, but only the council can declare a winner. Official results must be announced by October 22nd. Mr. Biya has been in power since 1982. He's seeking his seventh 7-year term. Turkey Wednesday said the demilitarized zone created with Russia in Syria's rebel-held Idlib province has been formed and heavy weapons have been withdrawn. Russian Foreign Ministry spokesperson Maria Zakharova said more than 1,000 militants have left the zone. About 100 military vehicles have been pulled out. Last month's agreement was aimed at averting a government assault that could result in an exodus of refugees and mass casualties. Asian stocks fell sharply after a major sell-off in the U.S. Wednesday, with the benchmark Dow Jones Index falling more than 830 points, over 3%. It was the largest correction since early February. The plunge came amid rising bond yields and alarm over the central bank's incremental increase in a key interest rate. Ross Berger is CEO of Gerber Kawasaki.
It's kind of par for October. It feels like October. But with rates, you know, spiking to 3.25, which is actually where we think rates should be, the markets have to digest this move on interest rates.
Investors are also concerned about growing trade tensions with China. President Donald Trump Wednesday attributed the market plunge to the central bank's rate hikes, which he called a mistake. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.